Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It is summer today here in the cities and beyond. We're down a degree to 74. Was Twins at 18, gusting to 23. Quite a bit cooler, but the Twins would love a day like today for the opener at Target Field. Coming up in April, we'll certainly see about that. They're going to open on the road in Baltimore on Thursday against the Orioles at Camden Yards. And man who covers the club for The Athletic, Dan Hayes, joins us. Dan, good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Yeah, it's been a long spring training. I don't know what it is about this year, but it just seems like, and you've been there, you've been covering the club. It seems like it's been 10 weeks?
Yeah, I'll say this. I got to go home for 17 days in the middle. So nice. For me, it hasn't been as long. But I can only imagine. I mean, you just think about it from the get-go. Like, the first day of camp, Pablo Lopez broke, you know? Like, and that's how you started camp. And it just felt very busy at the start. And, you know, Joe Ryan went down a few days later. And it was like everything that couldn't happen seemed like it was going to happen against the Twins right away. And so I think that just kind of has made it a long spring overall. And you know, I mean, when you put it up against the fact that the team, their expectations aren't very good. And it just makes it, you know, it's a trying spring. You can feel on Twins fans. You can see it in the reactions on social media, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and Dan, let's get into that, the expectations, because the new guy running the club, Tom Pollard, took over from Joe. There was a lot of turmoil in the offseason. 2025 was not kind to the Twins on a number of fronts. So Tom takes over, and he set the bar high, and it just still feels like a bit of disconnect because a lot of fans are saying, really? As we get ready to start the season, there still seems a disconnect on what's being said by the owner and what the Twins feel like is Twins fans feel like is realistic for 2026.
Well, yeah, I think there's a learning curve for Tom Pollard. Really had not had a lot of involvement with baseball. I think, you know, he had an internship with MLB at one point but he's not really been around the Twins. And so, look, I think that what he is saying ultimately will prove to be the way he acts. I do think he's going to be a little more aggressive. That's his personality. I think he absolutely realizes the Twins need to do things to attract fans. I also think he just came in a little too late to actually react and do things, because by the time he took over, it was December 17th. I looked it up. Basically, within 2 days, every good reliever, there may have been a few out there, but you know, Kenley Jansen was a guy I thought the Twins might target. And honestly, he went to Detroit, and he would have needed an overpay from the Twins to choose the Twins over Detroit, in my opinion. But he was gone 2 days after Tom Pollard took over. And you don't come in as the owner. Like, I just don't – it doesn't happen where the front office goes, okay, yeah, we can do that right away. You know, like the timing was awful, because the relief was the area where the Twins probably needed to spend more. And not that spending money on relievers has proven like a strong track record. They're obviously some of the top end guys pay out, but you don't buy bullpens. Otherwise everybody would do it. But you know, they didn't spend on bullpen until they got, you know, guys that were at the end of their careers, essentially, with Liam Hendricks and Andrew Chafin and Taylor Rogers has had a couple, like his velo's down. They got bargain guys, essentially. And it's possible to build a bullpen, you know, through internal options with young guys and switching them over. But I think, you know, the thing that they wanted this probably or needed to spend on the most, the thing that would probably make Twins fans feel a little bit safer, is if they had a bullpen that was put in place. And that's sorely lacking. I mean, you know, who knows what this group will do, especially after Liam Hendricks and Andrew Chafin were released yesterday. We asked Derek Shelton, and he told us, we asked him about roles specifically, and he said, I don't know. And he said, a lot of times I'll tell you, I don't know, because we don't want to give away the information. He said, in this case, it's because I don't know. I've thought about it, but they're going to have to figure this out on the fly. And that's never a great recipe. But, you know, I think they feel better about the group without Chafin, without Hendricks. Either way, you're going to have to spend to show Twins fans that you're for real. And I think he came in at a point where that was really difficult to do. And I don't know that he thought that was as difficult as it was to do. But, you know, that reliever market had really dried up. I think all the guys were pretty much gone by December 20th. At least the guys that were going to make a real mark in the ninth inning.
Dan Hayes joining us from The Athletic. He covers the Twins. They open in Baltimore on Thursday. Our pregame show at 1:30, first pitch 2:05. Then a day off, a built-in day off on Friday, as typical. And then another matinee next Saturday, and you'll hear them all here on the home of the Twins News Talk, 830-WCCO. Dan, you mentioned Joe Ryan's injury early in camp, coming on the heels of what happened to Pablo Lopez. It was kind of an oh-no moment. Looks like Joe's going to be fine, is going to start. So it's Joe Ryan, and how do you think the starting rotation is going to play out? There's been concerns about the velo when it comes to Bailey Ober. He had that really rough June a year ago. How do you think that starting rotation is going to look, at least to begin the year?
I mean, I think it's probably the strong part, even with Pablo Lopez of the team. And even with Pablo Lopez's injury, look, Joe Ryan's still an all-star. Joe Ryan looks good. He's not worried. His velo is a little bit down. His velo was the same exact numbers in spring training last year, and he talked about that today. He thinks that comes with the season. I tend to trust Joe Ryan.
For sure.
His track record speaks for itself. But you know, Bailey Ober's velo is something to watch. The one thing that I think he is in way better shape in right now than he was in June is he's dialed in with all of his command. And that's Bailey Ober's always going to be a command guy. He's always going to be a pitcher. I think he figured some things out last year, having to pitch where he said it early, maybe even at Twins Fest, where it'd be like, I'm in a run where I have 10 straight pitches and I know exactly where they're going. And then I have a run of 10 straight pitches where I have zero idea where they're going. He had to figure things out on the fly last year. And, you know, he struggled. It was terrible. It was a bad June. But I think that, you know, he's hopeful that the velo will be back. He's had it already. He thinks he's just out of whack mechanically, but he's still dialed in on command on his off-speed stuff. He feels really good. So we'll see. That's a big if on when your number two guy is still working through things. But I think people are going to be surprised by the talent of the Taj Bradley and Mick Abel. And, you know, we'll see because they're younger guys and developing, but I would take their stuff, put it that way. They feel like they're really good starting pitchers that can take meaningful steps forward. The Twins need that. The Twins need a lot of things to go right this year, but that would be a huge development for them. And Simeon Woods Richardson, you know, it's not flashy, but you look at what he's done, and I think his ERA over the last 2 years is around like a 4.10 ERA. If that's your fourth or fifth guy, you're happy with that. So the rotation, I think, is in a good place, even with concerns about Bailey Overs. And those are real concerns about Bailey Overs' velocity. If he's thrown 87, you know, he has to be razor sharp. And last year he was not. So it could be a very thin margin between winning and losing and a blow-up day for him. And so it is definitely something worth watching. That said, I do like that rotation.
When you get, you know, it's kind of the bullpen, figure it out. You mentioned that. And then Byron Buxton, a terrific year. And it's such a shame because Twins fans had been waiting for a season like that out of Byron Buxton, and then it was just lost on, you know, how things went downhill so quickly, and the bullpen traded away at the deadline, and they limped to the end of the season and certain all the uncertainty in the off season. But boy, if Byron Buxton can put up another year like that, I mean, that's worth coming out to Target Field to see him play.
I mean, he was fantastic last year,
yeah.
And we always have envisioned what would it be like if Byron Buxton got to stay out there the whole way, and you got to see it last year, and it was very special. And I think Luke Kuechel's another guy that very similarly is a lot of fun to watch, and I think he'll be somebody that Twins fans really enjoy getting to see. I mean, he's just hit all spring, and he does a lot of things right. He's a ball player, and I think Byron Buxton is a true ball player in every sense of the word. I think when you got those two guys at the top of your lineup, things can happen. It should be interesting. We'll see as like how much they're able to do the be athletic thing that they tried to do at the end of last year. You know, they really wanted to get more athletic. The roster has still a lot of unathletic guys. I know that Wallner and Larnach have put a lot in on their training to try and reach more of that, but you know, physically they're just bigger guys, and
yeah,
it's not easy to get them going. We'll see. It's a lot, but when you do have Buxton and Kuechel, that is a great start. And I think those two guys should set this lineup up. It really then is going to come down to, you know, can the run producers develop? Can Royce Lewis and Matt Wallner really become RBI guys? Because that is a big deal for this team, is what those two guys do. And it's, you know, it's certainly something that will make or break the Twins this year.
Yeah, and you look at Royce Lewis this spring, not great. It's spring. I get it. And, you know, as soon as they turn the page and start the regular season, no one will remember what happened in spring training at 2026. But it has to be a bit concerning.
You know, I mean, yes, mostly because I think you want to have a good result, but I think he feels good about the work. And
okay.
The way I have heard it was that he apparently was talking to one of the staffers and said, you know, last year I had a great spring and I came out and I couldn't hit. So, you know, he's always going to be that guy that looks for the glass being half full. And he said, so I'm having this terrible spring, and that just means the hits are coming in the season. So he is not letting it change who he is, the fact that he's having a rough spring. I think he's done enough over the years to know what he can do in the majors. I think that helps him have confidence even when, you know, he is not. Today he had a ground ball that took a nice fall hop over the shortstop's head. That was his first hit since March 9th. So, you know, it's definitely something on the stat page that looks concerning. But he's been trying new things with a new hitting coach this offseason. He's worked towards having a much more stable base. You know, you could look at him last year at times and There was one game where he had five different setups at the plate in the course of a single game. You know, setting up never the same way, just from pitch to pitch, changing things around. And I think that, you know, having a stable base is not a bad place to start from for him. He's got a coach to talk to. So, you know, if we're talking about this a couple weeks in, yeah, that definitely is something to look out for. But Royce is definitely a guy who knows, like, he's not afraid of adjusting. So if it doesn't work, I'm sure he'll find a new plan and go after it.
Yeah, and then, you know, finally for the Twins, slow start would really make it tough. I think I just get the sense fans are totally in the wait and see, and a quick start, a good start is imperative to generate some fan interest this summer at Target Field.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know there's going to be the casual fan who just goes to the ballpark because it's outside and it's summer and it's baseball, and that's going to always, you know, sell some tickets. But I agree that I definitely agree that there's a big portion of the fan base on the fence. And, you know, here's one issue. They have 18 home games in April. That is not great when you're trying to sell tickets when one quarter of your home schedule basically is in April. So all those fans that are doing wait and see aren't going to have as many options, you know, down the stretch, because there's, after April 30th, there's 63 home games left. So they're up against it when it comes to the fans. Fans definitely want to see this team. I would too. Look, their payroll is down again. They traded everybody last year. There is a lot of young talent. There's more young talent than I think a lot of people are giving this team credit for. And there's more of it at AAA between Manuel Rodriguez and Gabby Gonzalez and Walker Jenkins. And, you know, you look at those guys and Henry Rojas. There's a lot of interesting pieces right at the cusp of the majors. But it's got to be realized. And I would 100% understand fans not wanting to commit to it until they see a little bit. So, yeah, you're right. They do need to come out strong and start. The 18 games at home is going to be interesting. Maybe they can find a way to turn that into a real advantage with cold weather. But, you know, it's certainly the Twins are facing a very much an uphill battle this year.
Yeah, and they open in Baltimore on Thursday. Our coverage begins at 1:30 with the lineup card. First pitch just after 2 o'clock. Off day Friday. Then matinee is in Baltimore next Saturday and Sunday. They'll make a trip to Kansas City. And then the home opener coming up on April 3rd. That we'll have coverage all day for the home opener, starting with a first pitch at 3:10 against the Tampa Bay Rays. Hey, Dan, really appreciate the time. Certainly enjoy your work and appreciate your work in The Athletic.
All right. Hey, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
There he is, Dan Hayes of The Athletic, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So we're kind of in wait-and-see mode, and how the Twins come out of the gate this year. The injury to Pablo Lopez, I mean, you just can't make that up. Lost for what looks to be the entire season. But Joe Ryan will lead him into battle on Thursday in Baltimore. It is 5:23. We'll come back in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17. So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
In St. Paul, Stars Wild 1-1. I think it's another one of those games that even if you have FanDuel, it's like on ESPN Plus or who knows. It just gets hard to find these games. I want to jump back, and we want to jump back, Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown, to the text line. And this was a follow-up in our chat with Jim Paulson earlier in the show of the Star Tribune and their prep sports service, Strip Varsity. And he did a piece, and it was a follow-up and an interview with the coaches and kind of a deep dive on the aftermath of the championship games in 1A and 2A, and Hibbing Chisholm lost in overtime in the 1A, and Minnetonka lost in the 2A game, and, you know, how some of the players, not all, some of the players behaved with their medals and taking their medals off and expressing their extreme disappointment and how all of that was handled. And then the fact that after the game, even the Minnetonka players or coaches didn't speak to the media. And that was explained in Jim's story. And I invite you to read it because there was a lot of criticism. But the text line, and Lindsey pointed this out to me, the girls' basketball second-place team didn't take off their medals. No excuses for the boys or the boy children. And I think that's what led to Jim doing the story, because there was so much criticism of that behavior. Now, I don't watch all the ceremonies. Even when I'm at a state tournament or covering a state tournament over the years, I don't pay a ton of attention to that part of it when medals are being handed out and the trophies and so on and so forth. I personally don't dwell on that or watch it very closely. But Lindsey, it's certainly an interesting point of view. Now, I don't really have the time to review all the tapes of all the post-game ceremonies of all the state tournaments and how the boys and the girls represented. Mm-hmm. But it is an interesting observation.
And I love a good conversation about gender and how we view, how we punish, like whatever you want to get into.
Oh,
and that's
sure.
what kind of like, I love getting texts from people that make me challenge my thoughts because I'm a girl's girl. And we all know that we expect so much more from young girls and women in this world than we do for young boys and men in this world. That's just, you could say, well, they're just mature at a younger age. Well, that's interesting how we decide that, even though all biology signs, all of the brain development signs all speak a different truth. But that's also a different conversation for a different day. But I want to like kind of open the conversation and open my brain a little bit to some things I was jotting down about, like, infantilization, and we're talking about kids, so they're like, this is the proper way to kind of talk about them because they're not fully developed adults yet, like they're still figuring things out. But we have different expectations for maturity for boys, especially when it comes to like their emotional maturity. And they say it's not till their mid 20s, it's not till their 30s or 40s. Some people never figure it out, but I also think we don't give boys enough opportunity, also opportunity to be challenged in like the soft moments where their emotions are very high. Because you got to think there's probably only a few places where the general public wouldn't crucify a young man for crying. And that's probably in a sports arena, right? And so dealing with that devastation and what that means, like now that I'm 34 years old, I look at competition and losing a lot differently. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think there's more things in life. I think you have to learn how to take out that weightedness. But if you would have talked to me at 16, 17, I would have told you that my life rested on a Tuesday night hockey game against Benilde St. Margaret's and then Thursday again. It's all they are right now. And I'd even say that there's been, you know, a distortion that's different from what I grew up in because I was a multi-sport athlete. I still did Girl Scouts. I had a lot more hobbies. What's being asked of these kids now to be athletes and to be performers, it's hard not to see how they don't add all these things up and say, this is the biggest thing and the worst trauma that I've ever experienced. But we need to challenge them. We need to hold them accountable in these small moments, because if we don't do it in these moments and call them out and say, hey, you have to go out and face the music. Hey, you have to go out and just kind of grin through all of your sadness in the moment, because that's what's necessary to be a good competitor, a good citizen, and also just a good person that recognizes other people for what they're doing. I notice sometimes, Steve, that kids will get beat. And then the first thing they'll do, if it's not tearing themselves down, it's that they'll tear down the person that just beat them. And I push back on them for that, because at the end of the day, if you can't give credit to people that you're competing against, how can you give credit to yourself? Sometimes you just get beat. Guess what? There's another rep. We're in the backyard, right? We're just toying around. There's no score being kept, even though we all know that these kids keep score differently because analytics are everything, right? Results are everything. And so they're inheriting all these values that we've put forth in the most recent times. And I'm not saying that they're all good ones, Steve, but this is a soft offense to me in like the social decorum. And so I appreciate the texter saying like, hey, girls basketball team didn't have any problem. And for some of those girls, they're probably light years ahead of emotional maturity. They understand that it's all about the journey and not the result. They understand that losing comes with so many lessons and so many moments that you cherish, sometimes more than the ones that when you win. Like there's so much more to suck out of life than just the results and what's up on the scoreboard. But we need to start teaching that and holding that accountability for everybody at a young age. Now, you know, punishing super bad behavior, very important. But when it comes to like this moment, you can kind of hold both, where you see where these kids are dealing with these complex emotions and hopefully getting the space to deal with them, which they're not in the immediate moments after the game, because as we've talked about, there's a camera. But you also don't want them to minimize what they're going through and basically cut off more than they can chew before they're ready. Like these are all, they're learning their lessons at the time that they should be. But at the same time, some of these lessons need to be learned earlier. I think it was just an example of just where that development is for both sides and some areas for growth for both as well.
Yeah, and I don't know how to handle it going forward because the techs are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of coaches did not put their medals around their neck either.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good look. So if the adults and the coaches aren't going up there and shaking hands and putting the runner-up medal around their neck and acting with dignity, how is that going to be modeled? You know, and how is that perceived? So I think there's that's concerning. I brought it up with Jim. The idea, does this need to be rethought after the handshake? The team that got beat, whether it's an overtime or a blowout, do they exit the ice, the court, the field, and get their runner-up trophy and their medals in private, and to the victor go the spoils, and they get introduced on TV and get their medals and their trophy? I don't know about all of that. I think it's up to the educators and the administrators and the coaches to decide that going forward. But I think when you start creating a lightning rod situation for these kids being open for criticism, we got another text that said, well, you know, I had gut-wrenching losses back in the 70s and we never saw that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and fair enough, you know, times have changed, was the point of the texter. I think that's true. It really is a count, you know, the handshake, I think, is non-negotiable, win or lose.
Yep.
No matter how gut-wrenching, you line up, you take off your helmet and you take off your gloves and, you know, you congratulate your opponent. To me, that is non-negotiable. What happens on TV and how awards are handed out, maybe that could be rethought. But I really do feel that, you know, we start losing track of that you're not going to shake hands or congratulate your opponent.
Right.
Then we got a major problem.
We're in the dark place. We've lost sight of why we're out there for sports, which is really an arena to practice real life and the skills that you need to be able to move through life versus just a place where you need to be the best. And if you're not the best, then you're not worthy.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite things. Final thought of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, these teams will just go to war for, you know, seven games. I mean, they battle, you know, sometimes overtime, you know, seven game series, and then these guys line up and shake hands and someone moves on and someone's done. I'm always like, that is a really cool tradition, and I hope we never lose that in sport. And maybe that's a learning moment. And going forward, everyone can learn from that, how you win, how you lose. The old, you win or you lose, say little, you win, say less, that kind of thing. You know, the humility in victory and defeat. Quick break. We'll come back. Read and react. We'll get into that. Lindsay's prepared three. I have prepared three. We have no idea what we're looking at coming up in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17. So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can put your sports IQ to work in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions live, all game long. You use your sports knowledge in the moments that matter. Robinhood Prediction Markets changes the game. It's people moving the action. So when momentum shifts, you can move with it. I always knew the game, but never had a dynamic way to apply that knowledge. Now I can actually take part live in a market powered by people. You're no longer just a spectator. Play by play, you decide. Trade every play with Robinhood. Now available across the U.S. Download the Robinhood app now to begin. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives, LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
I like to name Gideon. I don't know any Gideons. Our Rays over the Twins 3-2 in the Grapefruit League. Once again, Braves tomorrow, coupled with the Red Sox. Imagine that, Twins and Red Sox playing in the Grapefruit League. Never happened. Twins and Orioles open for real on Thursday in Baltimore. Our pregame show, the lineup card at 1:30, and then the first pitch at 2:05. Joe Ryan on the mound. Friday they're off. Next Saturday, Shaletta leads you up to the Orioles. I have the day off. Not sure what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. After doing, I'll tell this story again. For over 22 years, I had a full-time job during the week and then worked Saturdays and Sundays on the radio. Actually, 22 years and 6 months, and COVID came along and changed all that. Then it's been full-time in the printing business during the week and then Saturdays. Now I have the Saturday off at the start of the baseball season. I have no clue. What do people do on Saturday afternoons? Maybe they'll go to the lumber yard and wander around.
The lumber yard?
Yeah.
Like where they have the actual wood?
The Home Improvement
Center. Oh, God. You're going to look at all the low-quality wood we have because we cut down all the big ones, and now we can't wait for the new ones to be the big ones.
The wood's fine.
Not that I'm a wood expert.
Let's get to Read and React. We're going to have to kind of tighten it up today.
Okay.
And keep it fast moving. Read and React, this little game we play. I come up with three questions for Lindsay. She comes up with three for me. We alternate, and we have absolutely no idea what these questions are. Now, I can't remember. Did you start a week ago, or did I?
I started a week ago, so it's
all right, so I'll go. Number one for you. What's your favorite season, Lindsay?
Oh!
Is it winter or road construction? No, I'm kidding. We'll go with the big four.
We'll go with the big four.
Winter, spring, summer, fall. We'll leave road construction out of it.
I specifically love the time of year after the first frost.
Fall.
I love fall. I love fall. I love when fall's turning into winter because of layers. I want as many layer possibilities as possible for me. And so that's really when that season starts. And we're heading on the outs of that season right now. So I'm in panic mode. I'm like, I don't want to wear shorts outside. I want to wear like three shirts, not just one. But yes, it is after the first frost is my seasonal preference.
All right. So you're a big fan of autumn.
I'm a big fan. All right.
Your turn.
Yep, my turn. You're a tech guy. What or who is your screensaver?
Oh, on my phone?
Your phone, on your desktop, on your laptop, on your Palm Pilot?
Yeah,
whatever
I don't
got.
See, I go with the default on, like, my work computer, so whatever Microsoft sends my way.
What?
And usually it's some nature scene, and it alternates, and I'm cool with that. But on my phone.
Okay.
On my phone, I'll share what's on my phone. Right now I'm looking at it. It says it's 5:45. And it is one of my favorite pictures. And I take a lot of pictures when we're out on the river floating around on the old pontoon.
Sure.
So it is a photo right after sunset of the river, a couple of boats out there, and some clouds in the sky. That is my screensaver.
Lovely.
Old Man River in all its glory.
Old Man River. Brilliant.
So, there you go.
Excellent.
All right, number two for Lindsay Brown. What's your dream job right now? Not when you were a kid, not when you were in college. What's your dream job right now? If you could have any job, work, what would it be?
I wish I dreamed of labor. Actually, no, I really don't, Steve. That's the hard part. This is my issue because I got to live out my dream. And let me say, my main goal for most of the girls that I coach is by 30 that they get to live out their dream and then have the option to kill it. Because a lot of the dreams we formulate when we're children are not necessarily coming from, say, the core. They're usually coming from the lessons and the experiences that we have. And so I killed my old dream, and now I'm searching for my next one. I just want to help people feel connected, whether that's to themselves or to the people directly around them or to the general population that they don't run into. I just want to get more people connected to themselves. I don't know what career that is. I don't know if I can make any money, but that's what I would like to spend my time doing, Steve.
I like that. And maybe that's a better way to put it. What's your dream purpose in life?
So to have impact. That's my dream purpose.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
All right. Your turn.
My turn. Question number two. What is the easiest lesson you learned the hard way?
Ooh. The easiest lesson I learned the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this. There's certain things I would take on, and this goes back to a old guy who was in the neighborhood, and he was really a cool guy, and when I was a kid gave great advice, and because he was old, he said things in a way that may at the time weren't politically correct. But he made this point, and he said, that's another man's business. And you could translate that into 2026 and say that's another person's business, man or woman.
Ooh.
And what he meant by that was there's just certain things that you should trust the expertise of others, that not everything is a do-it-yourself project. And I took that as a kid to know what your capabilities are, know what your skills are, and if you don't have that skill, it's okay to turn that over to someone else. Like laying tile, for example. Probably wouldn't be the best at it. A certain rough carpentry? Yes. Finish work? No. So, yeah, I would think that that's probably the lesson I've learned. Sometimes it's another person's business.
I like that.
Yeah.
Or you could say, you don't have to be everything.
You don't have to be everything. You
that
don't
gets
have to,
the people in therapy going, Steve, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, and not only that, you know, are you really saving money? There's just certain jobs. It's like plumbing. Yeah, I could probably swap out that faucet, but what if it leaks in the middle of the night and does, you know, 10 grand in damage to the house? Some electrical things I'm willing to take on, others not so much. So I rarely carry that with me. All right, quick break. We'll do the big finale, number three, in a moment here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. We are playing Read and React coming up tomorrow. Good luck, Golden Gopher Women's Hoops. They get Ole Miss at the Barn, second round of the NCAA tournament. They had a great fourth quarter. They came alive and blew out Green Bay on Friday in front of a big crowd at Williams Arena. And quick update from St. Paul. 1-1 in OT, Stars and Wild. Get used to it. They are very likely going to play in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Timberwolves will be in Boston tomorrow night. They'll be on Sunday Night Basketball. All right, let's get back to Read and React, number three. I believe it's my turn.
Yep.
If you had an opportunity to go into space, like launching a rocket and go into low Earth orbit, would you do it? If you, like, won a contest, they said, Lindsey Brown, we have a seat for you. You got to go through some training, pass a physical, and then you can go. Would you do it?
Do I get to float?
Well, yeah.
This is the floating one where I get to go and be in zero gravity?
This is full low Earth orbit. I mean, you are falling around the Earth at 17,000 miles an hour.
Sure, but I mean, like, inside the capsule, I'm floating. That's the ideal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a dream of mine. I also feel very conflicted about the dollars dedicated to put me up there and float in space.
Because
I feel like we could do that, like, in a pool or, like, make it fake down here. But I think I would do it. And then I would probably find a way to donate the same amount of money to, like, actual human causes here on Earth. Because I feel really
conflicted. So you would go for it knowing it's dangerous?
Oh, I don't care about the danger. I just care about, like, the impact on other people's well-being.
Yeah,
I mean, if I go, there are worse ways to go. You know, that's fine. That's fine
with
me.
I would too.
I would be ripped apart by space and time. That sounds like actually a great place to go.
There's no doubt. All right, you get the final word.
I get the final word as darkness envelops us. It was my birthday a couple days ago. If you were to advise me with your experiences and wisdom at the forefront, what should I prioritize in my 34th year?
You know, it's easy to go back to money, and we're so money focused. But what I would tell you is, if I could go back to being 34, and at 34 I had young kids, and it was hard. Money was tight. I was working a couple of jobs. My wife was working a couple of jobs. Save a little bit more money.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And you know, and I know that just sounds like so something an older person would say to a younger person. But even an extra $50 a month, you know, compounding over time. Lindsey Brown, save your money.
What am I saving it for, Steve? I'm not going to have Social Security. I'm sure still not retiring. I'm working until I get to go up into space and be ripped apart into oblivion. What am I saving for? Like, just add, people are like, oh, if you do this, it's going to add to the debt. Put it on the pile. I'm just eating it bit by bit, and I'm never going to get through it. So save a little bit of money. Okay.
All right. Let's take away the money thing because it's so obvious.
It's okay. It's okay. It makes sense. I still don't understand what a 401k is, but it's fine.
One other I'd throw out there, don't be afraid to buy the good ice cream.
Oh.
Because
easy.
I've discovered the Tillamook. Spend the money, the buy Tillamook. The good ice cream.
What is the Tillamook? What does that even mean?
That's the Oregon ice cream.
Oh, that's Tillamook. Right.
Yeah.
I do get, when it's my birthday, I get to eat a whole Dairy Queen ice cream cake. And I'm about halfway done. I'm feeling it, but it's good.
Save your money, but splurge on good ice cream.
Fair enough.
Every time. All right, Lindsay, always great. I know we got to run. I do want to update the weather because it is going to change again before we get the music to put a bow on it. 74 now and breezy. Overnight low 37, tomorrow 45, 51 on Monday, 55 Tuesday, a little cooler late next week. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Have a great Saturday night. Don't forget Corzo tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.